This is Jed Disler, and welcome to The Piano Maven, your friendly podcast guide to piano recordings. I've done several episodes where I've presented lists of piano box sets that I would like to see produced, as well as lists of box sets that have been long out of print and that I think are ripe for reissue. So far, none of my box set proposals have been taken up by any record company, even though I think my ideas have largely been quite feasible and even practical. I mean, I say most of the ideas because a few of them were admittedly pretty wacko. But you'll notice that the 10 items that I am proposing that record companies produce as box sets on this episode that I'm going to talk about do not involve any material that Sony BMG controls, because Sony BMG seems to be on a box set hiatus, and I don't know what the status of their box set business happens to be at this moment. But there haven't been any new box sets from Sony BMG in quite some time. I can even tell you one project that was actually produced and pretty much made ready for production, I think, back in 2021, and it is still in limbo. And that's the complete Vladimir Horowitz 1968 television concert recordings with all the performances and all the rehearsal takes, all the warm-ups, every bit of studio banter, I mean, the whole kit and caboodle. And I even got hired to write the booklet notes for that back in the spring of 2021. I even submitted the notes and I got paid for them, but this project is still up in the air. I mean, it's crazy. It really should be coming out. So instead of talking about any Sony BMG-controlled material that I would like to see reissued, meaning things from RCA Victor or Columbia Masterworks or CBS Masterworks or, you know, whatever labels those are, I'm basically going to rely on Warner Classics and Universal Classics to do my bidding, because these companies, thankfully, have been active in the box set business in the past year, and pretty heavily, too. And of course, there are various independent firms that are doing good work, and maybe they will be receptive to some of the ideas that I'm going to present. So here is my December 2025 list of piano box sets that I would like to see produced, and I'm adding these to the 20 box sets I've already talked about on past episodes that still haven't been produced. So here's another 10. Number one, why doesn't Warner Classics put all of the recordings that they have in the HMV and the EMI and Erato back catalogs with Gina Backhauer in a box? Just shove it all in a box. Why not? Now, there was a release on APR that had, I think, all of the Gina Backhauer 78s. There was also, many years ago, a two-disc reissue on French EMI's Rarissime series. But I think it's high time that the folks at Warner just put all of their Gina Backhauer material in a box. And that also includes, I think she did just one release for Erato, if I'm not mistaken, which has the second Rachmaninoff concerto. Maybe she did another one. But anyway, a complete Warner Recordings edition with Gina Backhauer. Number two, I would love to see a truly complete edition of the Hungarian pianist Tamás Vasari's recordings for Deutsche Grammophon. There's a lot of wonderful material, and a good amount of these recordings have already come out on CD, such as the Chopin recordings, some of the Liszt things, some of his Brahms has come out on CD. But a complete and systematic Thomas Vasari edition would really be nice. I'd love to see that. Maybe this is something that Australian Eloquence could come up with. Number three, speaking of Australian Eloquence, I had written the notes to the Eloquence box set containing the complete recordings on Phillips by the Spanish pianist Rafael Orozco. Now, I would like to see all of the recordings that he made for Valois all boxed up. These also came out, I think, on the Auvidus and the Naive labels, but that material, basically, I would love to see all of those put all together, and it really should be done because there are some wonderful performances, including a fantastic Albinez Iberia. Number four, why don't we get an edition with all the recordings that the French pianist Michel D'Alberto made for the Denon label? Put them all in a box. I think that that could be very possible. There was a complete Schubert cycle for Denon. He did some excellent Liszt. There was a very nice Schumann concerto. I can't really think of what else he did for Denon. I'm sure there are other things. But, you know, Warner did a 17-disc Michel D'Alberto box set a few years ago. I actually never managed to get a hold of that. But a lot of the Michel D'Alberto Denon material is in limbo, or it's available under various license agreements. Anyway, just shove all of Michel D'Alberto's Denon recordings into a box, and I'll be happy. Number five. Now, you know how Australian Eloquence did those fantastic Westminster and Deutsche Grammophon piano library box sets last year, gathering together lots of material that hadn't been on CD before? And I devoted a couple of podcast episodes, in fact, to these box sets. Well, the American MGM label had gotten into classical recording in the 1950s, and there were a good number of excellent piano releases on MGM from artists such as Beveridge Webster, Menachem Pressler, William Marcellos, and quite a few more. So why not do a substantial or even complete MGM piano library edition? The question is if the master tapes exist still or not. I really don't know. If not, there must be some mint condition vinyl pressings out there. There have been a lot of MGM piano discs uploaded to archive.org, usually from scratchy vinyl copies. But I would encourage Australian Eloquence to explore the MGM piano catalog, the recordings from the 1950s. There may have been some from the early 60s, I really don't know, but the majority of these were from the 50s, and the sound quality tended to be kind of boxy, so I don't know, maybe they need some remastering or some kind of trickery, you know, on that level, but let's see. Number six. Although we have had quite a few reissues of the recordings that Bruce Hungerford made for the Vanguard label, could there be a record company willing to gather all of the Bruce Hungerford Vanguard material in a box set? It's never been done before. We've had all of his Beethoven, or rather most of his Beethoven, boxed up. But basically a complete Bruce Hungerford edition. All the Beethoven, the Brahms disc, the Schubert, the Chopin, I don't know what other composers he recorded. And maybe this box can include some of the things that came out on other labels, either during his lifetime or posthumously following his tragic death in 1977 when he was killed in a car crash. You know what happened? He was killed in a car crash when a drunk driver slammed into his car, killing Hungerford and his mother and other passengers. And the drunk driver survived, by the way. I mean, what a waste. But let's really get a complete Hungerford Vanguard edition together. I would love to see that. Number 7. Now, here's a no-brainer. Let's have Warner Classics bring out a box set with all of the recordings that Rudolf Verkrushny made for the Capitol label, as well as for EMI. Now, the solo recordings that were on Capitol all came out individually, I think, in the 1990s. I think most of the Capitol material did come out. And of course, these went out of print very quickly. But this is a major body of work that deserves a complete and comprehensive treatment. And the solo material contains works of Brahms, Chopin, Schumann, and Beethoven. There was a Debussy and Sumetna disc. Also, he recorded concertos by Beethoven and Brahms for EMI. I think those are in Capitol also. I can't remember. Perhaps so. And there were the two Brahms viola sonatas with William Primrose. Anyway, I think it really does make sense for Warner to box up all of the Rudolf Verkrushny material they have. Number 8. The great Portuguese pianist Siqueira Costa made some really notable recordings in the 1970s for the Supraphon label. I think maybe some of these were recorded in the late 60s as well. And these recordings included the complete Chopin Etudes, Schumann's Carnival and Waldszenen, excerpts from Iberia by Albéniz, Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit. I don't think all of the Siqueira Costa Superfun recordings would amount to a lot of CDs, maybe just 3 or perhaps 4. And I don't really know what his complete Superfun discography entails. But that said, I would love to see all of these recordings gathered together and reissued under one roof. Number 9. How about a complete edition of all of the recordings that Cyprian Katsaris made for Teldec? Now, I know he's licensed some of his earlier recordings, some of the things that appeared on EMI, and he licensed them for reissue on his own label. So I don't know if Warner Classics still controls the EMI material with Cyprian Katsaris. I don't know what the status of the Teldec material. Has he licensed that or not? I'm not really sure. But I still think that a complete Teldec edition of Cyprian Katsaris would really be useful because there's so much interesting repertoire. I mean, you have the Beethoven Liszt symphonies, but there's a lot of Schumann and Chopin and Grieg, the Schubert B-flat sonata. There are some Beethoven sonatas, the Eroica variations. There's the Das Lied von der Erde by Mahler in the piano edition, which is very, very interesting. And lots of other things. Oh, there's a great Brahms second concerto. I think that was with Eliyahu Inbal conducting. And that's a recording that tends not to be spoken about too much when people talk about the great Brahms second concerto recordings. But that one is definitely a keeper. So a complete Teldec Cyprian Katsaris edition. How about it, Warner Classics? And finally, number 10, I would be so happy if somebody or some company or some people or some outfit would gather all of Glenn Gould's complete surviving CBC radio broadcasts and radio documentaries, as well as any private recordings that are in Glenn Gould's private holdings, and put them all together. Now, we've had quite a few CBC Glenn Gould reissues on the CBC label. But I know that there's material that exists that still has not come to light. Now, a lot of the Gould CBC broadcasts did come out on Sony Classical, but they didn't turn up in those Sony big box sets devoted to Gould's complete recordings for Columbia Masterworks. So this could really be a good project to get all of the CBC material and then all of the private recordings or broadcasts, you know, just clear all the licenses, just have this big, big Glenn Gould non-Sony box, you know, all the CBC broadcasts, the concerts, the studio recitals, the live performances, the radio documentaries, any interviews that he did, and if he did some radio shows where he was hosting, that could be very interesting too. I don't know. Let's see. It's just an idea. So the $64,000 question is, who wrote Swanee River? No, the $64,000 question is, will any of these box set ideas turn into reality in the next year? Probably not, but one never knows, do one? This is Jed Disler, and you've been listening to The Piano Maven, your friendly podcast guide to piano recordings. I look forward to being with you for our next episode. Take good care.